Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got a guest coming on to get into the Federal Reserve, the toxic money system. Then later towards the end of the hour, I'm going to get into the incredible news and the video clips we've got. FCC pushes to regulate news, draws fire. And they're really doing it. They've been lining up their people. They've got their czars in place. They're putting telescreens in Walmart and sticking their hands down your pants to fly and training your preachers to spy on you and training, you know, 14-year-old Boy Scouts to take on vets. I mean, that's all in the open. Of course they're going to try to shut down the press. Everyone sees through Ceausescu, Obama the puppet, the neocons. The system is desperate. They've stolen us blind. Now they've got to get away with it. So that is coming up. But finishing up with Julian Assange, I have an open mind on this. I've had guests on that have praised Assange in the last few years. Like Brigitte Jones-Dottier, who knows him. Assange has sent us many emails and agreed to come on many times, but then never said it. So I've tried to get him on. It's got to be more than 50 times Jaron has tried in the last year and a half to get Assange on. Many times, over and over again. He says, yeah, I'll come on next week. He never does. So we've tried to give you his view. But I will tell you that a lot of people I respect and a lot of evidence has come out that elements of the government release the Pentagon Papers. They may have been good elements to get us out of the Vietnam War because they knew it was a failure. And some are saying that's what's happening today. Others are saying Assange is totally George Soros run. There are some connections to that, but that may be the CIA through them to keep their friends close and their enemies even closer. Also, he may not know what's happening. They may be putting fake, you know, charges of rape on him, knowing that now that it's come out that it was consensual sex, but that they're saying is there was no condom, that that's now abuse, that people will see that as asinine, see it as persecution, and then buy into what's in these leaks. But the bigger issue is what Dr. Paul Craig Roberts pointed out in his editorial published at InfoWars.com yesterday, and that is that regardless of all of that, look at the immorality and corruption that these cables show, the spying, the lying, the payoffs, all of this stuff that's also going on against the American people. And the media is acting like that's a great thing. And how dare anybody release this stuff? I mean, we do have this national security state operating in secret with a license to kill, a license to steal. Of course we're in trouble. Of course they've created 1.5 quadrillion in derivatives. Of course they got telescreens going in Walmart. Because you allow people to operate in secrecy with unlimited power, they're going to abuse it. And it's been 63 years since the National Security Act of 1947. And the corruption we had then with the Federal Reserve, they got government power at that time. And now they built a world empire out of it, and they decided to go ahead and rob the golden goose, the fluoride head goose that is the American people as we waddle around on our little duck feet, drunk from all of the entertainment and drugs pumped into our food and water supply. So they're moving on to China right now. So the fact that they've denied his bond and are now saying, now we're looking at finances. See, they've used this admitted CIA connection with these women, this trumped up garbage, saying you can beat the rap, you can't beat the ride. And Assange showed no reaction as Judge Howard Riddle denied him bail in an extradition case that could see him sent to Sweden to face the allegations of rape, molestation, and unlawful coercion. They had a party. He had sex with these women for two nights. Then they had another party for him. Assange denies the accusations and has pledged to fight the extradition, while a spokesman for his organization said the U.S. diplomatic secrets would keep on flowing regardless of what happened to the group's founder. And they say if something happens to him, they're going to release the mother load. But this is what I know, though. I know one thing, and I'll tell you that when we come back, and we'll get into the economy and a lot more than the censorship. Stay with us.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, for the next 40 minutes or so, then I'm getting into the open announcement. They now have confirmed all of our reverse engineered reports from the different pieces we have from Cass Sunstein, the FCC diversity czar. Now, the head of the FCC and others have said they are going to censor the internet, talk radio, internet radio, TV. They're very bold. We've had the head of one of the key committees, Senator Jay Rockefeller, say we'd be better off without the internet, that he, quote, wants to shut down Fox News and MSNBC if they can knock off the big ones who've been in these political fights. And you know, bring this kind of East German, you know, just dry Soviet-style news. They're going to do it. That is coming up. This is a big issue. Then we're getting into WikiLeaks and the newest developments with Wayne Madsen popping in, and then Max Kaiser on silver going above $30. They're trying to drive it down right now, but they're not successful. You watch the graph. In the last 10 years, silver and gold are going straight up. But if you zoom in on the graph, month to month, week to week, it might dip a little, but then it always races back up even more because of dollar devaluation globally. So Kaiser's popping in the last 15 minutes of the show or so today to talk about that as well. Very important information on that front. In the last year and a half, I've gotten a lot of calls saying, you know, you've got to read They Own It All, Including You, by means of toxic currency by Ron McDonald and Robert Rowan, MD. And, you know, I know a lot about the Federal Reserve. I've been studying for 17 years, and I think I don't need to read another book. But I finally did, and I said, well, we got to carry this. It's easy to understand. It gets in-depth into a lot of things that I was aware of, but the general public isn't, or your friends or family may not be. But it's really tied together well. And so I hope people will get it. It's They Own It All, Including You, by Means of Toxic Currency. And it's available at Infowars.com, discounted, by the way. And he has the great quote, I care not what puppet is placed in the throne of England to rule the empire. The man that controls Britain's money supply controls the British Empire, and I control the money supply. That was Baron Nathan Mayer Rothschild of the Rothschild International Banking Cartel. And so to break down the book that I hope everybody gets, by the way, we got 800 of Charlotte Isserby's book. It's now out of print. And we sold out of them in less than a day. She said she had 100 or so more she's going to mail to us now. We'll have those available next week, and then that's it. It's out of print. So I'm sorry that we've had to remove that from the shopping cart. And thank you for the support, though. And you got a great book to wake people up now with the deliberate numbing down. It was selling everywhere else for 100, 200 bucks. It's out of print. We sold it at retail, so it sold out pretty quick. But we'll have some signed copies next week to offer for folks. And again, thank you for supporting us all at Infowars.com on the online video bookstore. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv, the armory of resistance, the live video simulcast, the radio show, the archive, the higher quality audio podcast, my book, Bill Watson's book, both out of print, dozens of new interviews, including an interview with the head of Skywatch on chemtrails, Dr. Blaylock. We got Dr. Conant coming up in the next few days. Russell Means. Just every week we're adding 3-4 exclusive interviews where we fly around the country and interview people. We're flying to interview Charlotte Isserby next week. I mean, we're really turning up the heat at PrisonPlanet.tv. Download them. Burn them to disk. Every subject you can imagine. Give them to people. Give a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. They're $5.95 a month, but every December for Christmas, for the holiday, you can get 5.3 months free. You buy a year, you pay for 6.7 months, you get 5.3 months free. So you get a yearly membership and get it a lot lower than $5.95 a month. Or you can do the trial, $5.95 a month, and that's how we're funding the operation. I want to commend all of you that are members, but use the site. Share your username and passcode with those, you know, that you trust. I wouldn't use a username or passcode that, you know, gets into anything else of yours, but, you know, we allow six people with the same username and passcode. You buy one membership, you basically get six. Six people can be simultaneously logged in under the same username and passcode. But again, as I've always told you, we let folks share it with a limited number of people. It'd be unlimited, but we can't afford the bandwidth. Use a username and passcode that is only for PrisonPlanet.tv if you're going to share it. Send it as an e-card to friends and family. Hey, here's a member site with all these films and books. Here it is. So give yourself a gift and give some of your family the gift of a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Or if you want to support us, buy a whole bunch of memberships and create easy, you know, username and passcodes, and then give that to friends and family and say, here's your e-card or here's your physical card. Here's your PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Please use it. And a lot of folks will use it, but regardless, you'll be supporting our operation at PrisonPlanet.tv. And who can deny we're at the tip of the spear and having a huge effect? Now, no doubt I'll have him back up again because I'm a fan of the book. I haven't actually finished the whole thing, but I've read about 80% of it. It goes into John D. Rockefeller, you know, the whole system. But in this abbreviated transmission, Ron McDonald, break down what the book covers and what you've discovered.
Well, probably the most important thing about the book is understanding the real defining of the term income. And what I've discovered is through a case that I had researched, I noted, and the case is $3,976.62 in currency and one Ford 1964 station wagon. In that case, this property was seized on the land in a Midwestern state. And what happened there is that the Internal Revenue Service got involved with that. And I looked for the authority of how they did that on the land. A seizure usually is out at sea. And this is a quote from the case. And it says, although presumably for the purpose of obtaining jurisdiction, action for forfeiture under internal revenue laws is commenced as proceeding in admiralty. After jurisdiction is obtained, proceeding takes on character of civil action at law, and at least at such stage of proceeding, rules of civil procedure control.
Let me stop you for a moment, Ron, because your phone's okay, but it's a little low, so try to speak right in the receiver. But I've seen this in cases where the feds are taking people's land for literally no reason or an adverse possession. They will declare admiralty, and they will talk about it being maritime jurisdiction or literally a quasi-private agency engaged in letter of marque, and you write your checks out to the private Federal Reserve. So that's where you're going with this, is that we do have this maritime criminal rogue group. Please continue.
Oh, absolutely. And the rules of civil procedure, I looked up, and actually it fell under Rule C of the Admiralty Rules of Court. And under that rule, it says for mere maritime hypothecation. Well, that's a very big...
Yeah, now that your level's perfect, start over. Get into what you were reading with the Admiralty. Go ahead.
Okay. And from the quote from that seizure or forfeiture on the land, I quote, although presumably for the purposes of obtaining jurisdiction, action for forfeiture under internal revenue laws is commenced as proceeding in Admiralty. After jurisdiction is obtained, proceeding takes on character of civil action at law. And at least at such stage of proceedings, rules of civil procedure control. Well, I researched the rules of civil procedure, but it led me to the actual rule, Rule C of the Admiralty Rules. And under that rule, it says for mere maritime hypothecation. Well, mere maritime hypothecation is a lien or the creditor's interest in something. This case talked about currency and a Ford station wagon. So understanding how they could seize both currency and Ford station wagon, they did it because there were liens on there. I'm going to break down what actual money is and currency is. The gold coin that was once the lawful coin of the realm here in America fell under the Mint Act of 1792. In that gold coin were an infinite number of qualities, inclusive of title, rights, and interest. When you use that gold coin to buy something, to purchase something, the title, rights, and interest transferred from the gold coin into the very thing you purchased. So now you had title, rights, and interest in that thing, whether it was a table or a house or whatever. However, with the Federal Reserve note, you have a lien in there. That's that mere maritime hypothesis.
And that's why the government holds the title to your car. Everything is basically like rented or through a feudal serf system.
Oh, absolutely. And with that lien and the Federal Reserve note, it transfers also because that's the quality and nature of currency, whether it's gold coin or whether it's Federal Reserve notes. And that lien transfers into the very thing. So when you buy a table for $10 Federal Reserve note, a lien of 100% owned by the creditor travels right into that table. And we understand this to be true because before 1933, in order for the state to seize anything from you, it had to go through the courts. And the courts were courts of law. Today, if you leave your car on the side or they arrest you, they seize it immediately. There's no longer are in touch with the common law court. So we've lost that aspect of our society, of our liberty. In 1933, this actually happened. And I'm going to disregard everything that happened up to 1933, but it started at the commencement of the country. But in 1933, the President of the United States was given complete, unlimited control over economics in this country. That meant he had the right to control every aspect of the country's economy. And this was because they determined that competition was a scourge on society. That meant that to build a better mousetrap, cheaper mousetrap was no longer a good thing for the people.
Now they want planned economies which vertically integrate all power to the elite's hands.
Absolutely. And you understand one thing about building a better mousetrap, whether it's a better car, whether it's better whatever, is that it actually increases the value of money in your pocket.
Yeah, the overall wealth of a nation, that's why then your money, if it's fiat, has value, because it's all staked on the credit and faith. That's the system they moved us to, but now they've debased the nation itself because they're waging war against any independent wealth.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So we were told that to compete against each other, to build better things, to increase the money value in our pocket was basically a evil on our society. So the president was given unlimited power, and you have to question, well, his office is enumerated with power, so where did he get this extra power? This is the first breach of the, not the first, but it is a breach of the federal constitution, because that power had to come from the judicial and from the Congress.
All right, Ron McDonald, co-author of They Own It All, Including You, by Means of Toxic Currency. He ties it all together. This is beyond just fractional reserve banking. This is their system of fraud, the net they've caught us in, available at InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Money. Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
Okay, going back to Ron McDonald, the author of the book that other books have covered similar things but not tied it all together. It's really a masterpiece. They own it all, including you. Available at InfoWars.com. That makes a great Christmas gift for your friends and family as well to wake them up. Every mind we unlock is so valuable to the overall fight for liberty. You were getting up to the president and this false monetary system. Please continue.
In 1933 was a crucial point in the history of America because both the wealth and the law of the American people was stolen from them. And at that point, the president became a mini-government. The Congress gave the president the ability to legislate, to determine and enforce the laws of economic control. And that meant he could, for example, he could license everyone. And that's what he did under the National Industrial Recovery Act.
And that's why they set up state police that were federally chartered and began the licensing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And licensing comes basically after, remember the aristocrats, and you probably saw it in Rob Roy and that?
No, I mean, it's feudalism. You've got to have a license is the authorization to do something that's illegal, so traveling is illegal in America.
Right, and it's even more than that. It's the aristocrat being able to take your bride before you had her. And that's what a licensure is. It's the ability of a sovereign.
Because he owned you like deer on his property, and prima noctu was practice.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So under that, we lost our law because what happened is administrative law came in. Under the National Industrial Recovery Act, that meant thousands of codes were adopted throughout the states, and that meant you had to conform to these codes. And the president then had the ability to regulate how many doctors would be licensed a year, how many pieces of china would be made, how they would be made, every facet of our society.
And now the global licensure is the Agenda 21.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And then also with the stealing of the wealth of the American people, and I'll give you an example. In 1933, prior to the fiat currency, if you bought your house for $10,000, you had the title rights and interest in that house. But the very next day after the fiat money was enacted, now you had $10,000 of federal lien on. It was a swooping down of that valuation.
They turned wealth into debt with a sleight of hand.
Yes, without one shot being fired. But here's the issue on the income. What is income? When you think about it, let me ask you, with your state income tax and your federal income tax, I'm going to describe them differently. The state income tax is a domestic income tax form. It's whatever happens within the state. If that's the true nature of an income tax in the state, then what is that for the federal jurisdiction? I'm going to read one thing. The United States government is a foreign corporation with respect to the state, and that's Volume 20, Corpus Juris Secundum, Section 1785. So what is that federal income tax? It's international income tax form. How do you find yourself in international law? That's the law of the high seas, either admiralty or maritime. Admiralty being a contract on the high seas in a time of war, maritime contract on the high seas in a time of peace.
And that's why they always redeclare emergencies every year, is to keep that going.
Absolutely. Well, here's the bottom line. The Federal Reserve is a foreign corporation. It is the creditor to the United States. And in Title 12, Section 411, it says that the Federal Reserve notes are obligations of the United States. That means the United States, the debtor, the Federal Reserve is the creditor. Now let's put ourselves in the picture. Well, let's go right to the ports of entry. Every time a merchant brings in merchandise into this country, there's a duty put on that merchandise, isn't there? And he's working under international law. Well, I just described that the Federal Reserve is a foreign corporation. It is the creditor of the United States. When you import a Federal Reserve note into your household, you now become a merchant, subject to international law, having to pay a duty on those products. And I heard that once. I heard the Federal Reserve call their merchandise products. Now, you're importing and exporting every month, importing the Federal Reserve into your household, through your bank account, negotiating checks, what have you, and you export them out when you pay your PG&E water bill and everything else. That is the basis of income tax law. And if you read the Huntress, it'll tell you that revenue, and I probably should read it, it says, in this country, revenue causes have long been the subject of admiralty cognizance, that the Congress considered them as civil causes of admiralty and maritime jurisdiction. and to preclude any doubt that might arise, carefully added the clause, including, etc. This is clear proof that Congress considered these words to be used in the sense they were. And the point is that all income tax is revenue. Revenue is income tax. It's foreign.
Well, that's why England calls their tax, you know, the Inland Revenue System. Stay there. We'll be right back. Long segment coming up with our guests. Continue breaking it down.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've only got one segment left with Ron McDonald, author of They Own It All, Including You, by Means of Toxic Currency. And I want to walk through this now in the 17 minutes or so we have, Ron, and get into the fact that they own you as well. And they hide this in plain view. That's why they call us human resources. That's why the globalists openly say there's too many of us. We're a negative asset. They want to get rid of us. So first there's the process of takeover and domestication. Now there is the ongoing wars, the starvation. This is State Department Memorandum 200 that they want to reduce world population. Please continue breaking it down, all covered in the book. They Own It All, Including You, available at InfoWars.com.
Well, definitely. And the bottom line with using those notes, and most of your listeners already know this, is that they're debtor's instrument. They do not pay off. They actually discharge debt from one to another to another. They give no title, rights, and interest in anything that you purchase, so everything that you have does not belong to you. When your wife gives birth to to your child, you actually pay the hospital with these Federal Reserve notes. That lien travels all the way through right onto the baby's head, because that is the nature of what currency and what money is. It is the qualities within these instruments that flow through to the very thing that is purchased. Now, going back to the jurisdiction, considering what jurisdiction we're in, most of us think that we're in the common law jurisdiction, probably not your listeners, but most Americans do. You know, if you ask them, is that Federal Reserve note the money of the United States, they say, certainly. They don't know that it is not domestic currency. They have no idea it's foreign currency. It would be like if we were to import Japanese yen right over here right now and fill our entire system with Japanese yen, American people would be up in arms. But because they call it a Federal Reserve note, no one is aware that it's a foreign product not owned by the United States, not owned by you. It's owned by the Federal Reserve. And I guarantee you, if you try and take out 10,000 or more Federal Reserve out of this country, you've broken the law if you don't declare it. Or if you pay your property tax with them over 10,000, there's a red flag that goes up. Or if you put more than 10,000 at a bank, there's a red flag that goes up.
And let's briefly talk about that. What's happening here is we think of the dollar as the world reserve currency. That's not a greenback, a U.S. government issued fiat. That is a private Federal Reserve fiat. And so when we hear about the dollar crisis worldwide, that's a fiat private banker crisis. They're using this system to control the world as well.
Oh, absolutely. It's in every country. It doesn't matter the nature of the currency. None of it is backed by a commodity that the people themselves own. And that's the one thing that people's eyes should be focused on. Do you actually own that you're using? Well, no, you don't. And again, there was a quote in the New Testament says, none shall buy nor sell without the mark of the beast. Well, you have to consider that the mark of the beast is invisible. It has to be invisible. It would be the very nature of money. And when you examine that prophecy, it is a commercial prophecy, isn't it? Buying and selling is commerce. So you would have to look into that jurisdiction to see where that mark of the beast is. Well, here it is. It's right out there in the open. It is a lien that travels all the way around. There's not one product, not one service in this country that isn't now liened. They own it all, including you, because we exist purely by means of this toxic currency.
So he makes all take it, both free, both slave, great, small, everyone uses it.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter whether you believe or don't believe in a religion or not. This is a commercial prophecy. It merely is the law of as back, far-reaching as Babylon itself. It's the merchant law. That's all it is. But when we go through society, there's something that one should be aware of. Being in common law meant the law of the land came and arose from the land itself. That's the law of the land is common law. That's why it's stated like that. But when you're driving down, or let's say you go to register a vehicle, you'll see it from the DMV. You'll be given a form, and it'll say vehicle / vessel. Well, that backslash means equality. That means they mean the same thing. Well, that should be your first clue that the jurisdictions are mixed right there. The land or the sea is mixed right on there. But are they? When you're driving down the highway in your car, do you not pass islands in the middle of the street? Are there painted islands? Are there raised islands? And what about those lanes called shipping lanes? Do you see the truck going down there with the cargo? And when that truck goes back and starts delivering its cargo, it backs up to a bay, which could be in the middle of a state, no water around, and unloads the cargo onto the dock. And what does the driver do? He hands over a bill of lading. Now, if you were to define the bill of lading, you can look in a law dictionary, and it'll say, for goods on a vessel. Now, did they confuse the terminology there? If you were to look up weighs bill, if he had a weighs bill, it would be goods on land. You see the nature of where we are right now?
But let me back up what you're saying here, because I've read the SPP documents that Judicial Watch sued and got. I've studied the inland ports at Kansas City and Dallas, Texas, in other areas. They admit that that's what the NAFTA superhighways are international jurisdiction taxation lanes and corridors that they admit is the international takeover of our country. So this is all actually admitted.
Yeah, and it's like I said, with the merchant law, highways were lanes, shipping lanes on the high seas. And back in the 50s, they changed all roads, all boulevards, all avenues into highways. And you have to ask, why did they do that? Because what they did was bring into the system the Admiralty Maritime or the Commerce jurisdiction. And even your commercial, your previous commercial says, we'll ship anywhere, ship. If you go to the post office after you leave, it says, thank you for your shipping. And you may have just mailed the letter across to a neighbor for a birthday. How are you involved in shipping when you're on the land?
And that's how the feds have the postal laws. And this is all admitted. That's what's incredible. When you go to court, it's all that Roman law, praying to the court in your pleadings. It's all there in front of everyone. The ancient merchant law, and any good lawyer knows this, and it's supplanting the common law.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been separated from our common law, and the only way a man can defend is through his common law. That's where he actually gets his alienable rights and everything else. But when you put out to sea, then you have all the laws, all the immunities, all the privileges come from the admiral. And that's where we are right now, and that's why we're in regulatory law. And everything is regulated. If you go through society, just count the things that you cannot do without permission. You cannot go through the intersection when it has to stop there without permission. You can't get into your car unless you have a license. You can't build a house unless you have a permit. You can't get married unless you have a license. You know, it is unbelievable how restrained Americans are, and they think they have liberty. It's not there.
And now we're entering an intensification in this phase where they are really expanding this international private corporate jurisdiction with their admirals, Janet Napolitano, the regional governor, the 10 governors over the 10 FEMA regions, the government in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, admitting there's a takeover. You have these cities within a city. You have London, the city of London within London, who admittedly is its own private corporate sovereign land. You have the Vatican, that's its own private corporate sovereign land and set up the EU. You have the Washington, D.C., this command base, this district of the Admiralty. And what's incredible is you read globalist reports that are public. This is common knowledge to them, but you tell the general public this. You tell a state police officer that they're really a admiralty agent and enforcer of an offshore bank, they can't even understand you. But it's absolute fact.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I'll give you an example. Here in the state of California, where I am, they have two codes in the government codes. One is 6850, and I'll quote it. It says, the money of accounts of this state is the dollar, the cent, and the mill. Well, they're referring back to the weight of gold or silver. That's what the money of accounts of California is. But it also says in 6852, it says, all legal tender notes issued by the United States, and I emphasize issued by the United States, shall be received at par in payment for all taxes due this state or to any county or municipal corporation of this state. Now, understand, it says issued by the United States. Is a Federal Reserve note issued by the United States? It's issued to the United States from the Federal Reserve. There is no law in the state of California, and I've researched them all the codes and statutes, that says they have a right to accept Federal Reserve notes or foreign product into this state. See, that's a crucial point, and that's in every state.
And that's how they expand the Commerce Clause way outside its jurisdiction, is because when your state starts accepting that private product, you through contract are consenting to it. Just like they say, hey, when you try to fly, we're allowed to stick our hands down your pants and radiate you because you consented.
You're absolutely on point. That's the bottom line. When you go and you're hired by an employer, you agree to accept Federal Reserve notes, $8 an hour, $10 an hour, whatever it is. You've agreed to it. But
and they have the minimum wage law, which then allows them to control individuals contracting with each other. They're taking over every facet of society, including the family, which they admit is their main target.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And as far as Do we own property? Here it is right here in Senate document number 43, Senate Resolution 62, page 9, paragraph 2, April 17th, 1933. Same year that we went off the gold standard. And I quote, "The ultimate ownership of all property is in the state. Individual so-called ownership is only by virtue of government. Example, law amounting to mere user. And use must be in accordance with the law and subordinate to the necessities of the state." Now, the state is not necessarily your state. It's the creditor is the state in this thing.
And notice when you get software, you are not the owner. You are the user. When you buy a car now, you don't buy it. They hold, as we said earlier, they hold the title. You are the user. We are literally feudal serfs and slaves. All this is a 21st century version of ancient feudalism that was operated the same way in Japan, Babylon, Albion, which is England. It's the same system.
Oh, absolutely, and that's the bottom line. And this is what you tax on, using the product. Not on the product itself, but the use of the product. And the bottom line to all this is an unconscionable contract. Because ask any American, and they honestly believe that that is real money of the United States. They have no clue it is not their money.
And a contract executed in fraud by either party is null and void under every common law system globally.
Again, absolutely. And at the bottom line of the contract, when someone deals to you a worthless instrument for your actual labor, that is criminal conversion, isn't it?
And that's what happened in 1913. They got the Federal Reserve. They got rid of our senators being state-controlled. They brought in the income tax. That was the true coup d'etat, the beachhead, 33, total receivership. Since then, we are under total foreign banking cartel. And from your research, Rothschild, Rockefeller, Dutch royalty, Queen of England ownership, and they're eugenicists, and now they just want us off their land. They see us as rats that are overbreeding, and so they're now poisoning our water supply and food, gauging, if we'll notice, as you know, half the people on your block get diabetes or die of cancer.
Yes, absolutely. You know, the difference between a Federal Reserve note and a gold coin, if you put a lawful gold coin in a mason jar and held it for 20 years, it would still be the same amount, but it would not duplicate itself, it would not increase. But take that Federal Reserve note that draws interest every second of every day, put it in a mason jar. If it's a $20 Federal Reserve note, in 10 years it will have doubled, tripled, or whatever, because it has a rising debt to it.
Yeah, to explain that, 5,000 years ago a man could buy the finest suit of clothes for one gold ounce coin. You could still buy a very nice suit and clothes for that one gold coin. And people get confused. They go, well, why do I buy gold? Okay, it was $300 8 years ago. Now it's 14 plus 100. But how do I buy things with it? At the point you unfreeze the gold, cash it in for the fiat, and now you've stopped the bankers from cheating you out of your savings.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I can't continue without saying how they define the income tax on the first case, and it was called Bruce Haber versus Union Pacific Railroad, 240 U.S. 1 at a 1916 case. And the constitutionality of the income tax was pursued, and it is this case and the government of the United States cites as to the constitutionality of the income tax. I'm going to quote what Chief Justice White said, and I quote, "The appellate filed his bill to enjoin or command the corporation from complying with income tax provisions of the Tariff Act of October 3rd, 1913. Most people reading that wouldn't understand what was just said there. But he identified the tax as a tariff. You know what a tariff is?
Yeah, it's a foreign corporate government putting a tariff on us. I mean, this is total economic domination. I'm going to have you back up for a full hour to take calls in the near future. The book is They Own It All, Including You, by Means of Toxic Currency, Ron McDonald and Robert Rowan, MD. It's a thick book, but an easy read. It's about 220 pages long. It's very well documented. Everybody needs this. You think you know it all about the Federal Reserve System, folks? I learned a lot from this book, and I hope you'll go to InfoWars.com and get it, or simply call 888-253-3139. Buy one for yourself. Give one as a gift. Give it to local bankers you know. Most of them don't know, because They are now using this to remove the actual resources from us. This is very predatory. These people are extremely dangerous. As you're now seeing, we're coming to the end of this phase. It's only going to get crazier from here. Knowledge is power. The people perish for lack of knowledge, as Jesus Christ said. This book, They Own It All, Including You, available at Infowars.com. We've got about a minute left, Ron. In closing, how do we get out of this? How do we extricate ourselves?
Well, first, the first thing the people have to do is look at their states as their own home. This is your house. Clean it up. If all 50 states were to start tackling their own states and not worry about the other states, we would take back this country within a month. There's no doubt in my mind. We have to change the nature of currency to an honest money system, and we can do that.
Well, if you look at the Homeland Security Grid, the John Moore Defense Authorization Act, all the rest of it, it's all designed and stated to suppress the states, to remove governors. I mean, because they know our legitimate redress is to take the states back and then take the central government back.
Yes. Well, there are a lot of remedies to this, including how to get your state to act. And that would have to be for another show.
Yeah, I'm going to have you back on because I know you've got a really good idea that you've been promoting. And we'll get you back either the first of the year or even the next few weeks. Ron McDonald, thank you so much. And, of course, Robert Rowan, also MD, your co-author. Great job. They own it all, including you. I hope you get it, folks. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. Ron, we'll talk to you again soon. Great job. And let me say bye to you during the break. All right, folks, we're going to come back and into the globalists. Don't want us talking about this, so they're getting ready to try to shut down the media.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Thank you.
and popping in the next hour. Got some other really informative guests coming up in the next few days, including Lord Monckton and others. FCC push to regulate news draws fire. The Hill newspaper. And they've got all these different FCC board members going on international television, national television, and pitching. And if we think there needs to be quality of news. That's what Jay Rockefeller said a few weeks ago. And that's why we want to shut down Fox and MSNBC. They're partisan. You know, they're getting people arguing politically. We can't have that. And you've got to prove you're serving your community. And then now the FCC announced this week that they will regulate the Internet, even Internet talk radio. You've got to get a license. The government's going to set up community boards that decide if you get to have a show. They're panicked. They're scared. They know that people are becoming wise to them. They know that people are waking up to them. There's a new Drudge report out here. Sources, editors of Time Magazine will name WikiLeaks founder person of the year developing. We're going to get into WikiLeaks coming up in about 10 minutes with Wayne Madsen. But getting back into this FCC situation, here's the Hill. Maybe you'll listen to them when they tell you, some of you out there that are in denial. Republican Joe Barton pushed back on money against a contention by Democratic FCC commissioner that the government should create new regulations to promote diversity in news programming. Barton was reacting to a proposal made last week by FCC Commissioner Michael Copps, who is in a speech suggesting that broadcasters be subject to new public values test every 4 years. So you have to have a license from the government to be able to have a website, news blog, you name it. Let's go ahead and play the FCC head on BBC, and even the BBC that's state-run propaganda was shocked by what he said. Here it is.
In what you call its hour of grave peril. That's a pretty serious condemnation.
It's a pretty serious situation that we're in. I think American media has a bad case of substance abuse right now. We are not producing the body of news and information that democracy needs to conduct its civic dialogue.
Hit pause.
We're not producing as much news as we...
I mean, listen to the FCC member. FCC commissariat, like in East Germany or Russia, where there was a government board that decided if your play could get made or if you could get on television, then they got all the women and power out of it. It's pure top-down tyranny. You mean the New York Times? You mean Fox and CNN that promoted the government's lies about WMDs? You mean the mainstream media that tells us fluoride is good? This is meant to shut down any political debate or discussion that isn't establishment government written. The government has been paying billions of dollars a year into corporate media to prop it up, to put out propaganda. Now the alternative media has overthrown them, and they realize that, so they're rushing in to shut us down. Let's continue with this slime bag on American.
5 years, 10 years, 15 years ago, and we have to reverse that trend, or I think we are going to be pretty close to denying our citizens the essential news and information that they need to have in order to make intelligent decisions about the future direction of their country.
See, we need government programming of TV and radio and print to make intelligent decisions. Oh, yes, yes. I mean, we need telescreens in the shopping malls. We need checkpoints. We need open borders. We need fluoride in our water. We need lithium. That's the FCC Commissioner Michael Copps trying to police free speech. Let's go back to this commissar. Here he is.
What you've called for to redress this situation is what you're calling a public value test. Doesn't that raise the specter of overt government control of information? I mean, people would say to you, well, what one person's public value is not another person's.
What we've had in recent years is an aberration where we have had no oversight of the media. For years and years, we had some public interest guidelines.
Americans didn't know what radio was 90 years ago, so the government could come in and take it over. Before that, we had complete free-for-all, free speech. That's America, scumbag. I'm going to come back and finish up with the rest of it. But you know what? Earlier I said I'd tell you the key to WikiLeaks. I'll tell you that when we come back to it.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.